Cancer Research UK podcast.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kat Arney. We're back after our summer break with news of a novel drug that's showing promise for treating cancer in the lab, a new trial for treating lung cancer, and bad news for smokers of roll-up cigarettes. Later, we find out about the importance of spotting the symptoms of cancer.
Scientists estimate that about 5,000 lives a year could be saved if cancer was detected earlier in the UK.
But first, here's the news with Josephine Carrido.
Thanks, Kat. Contrary to popular belief, Cancer Research UK scientists have found that roll-your-own cigarettes expose smokers to similar levels of cancer-causing chemicals as manufactured cigarettes. In the first study of its kind, researchers compared urine samples from smokers of ready-made cigarettes with samples from roll-your-own smokers to check the levels of two cancer-causing chemicals. There were no differences in the concentrations of the chemicals between the two groups, but women had higher concentrations of these toxins irrespective of the type of cigarette they smoked. Here's lead researcher, Dr. Leon Shahab from Cancer Research UK's Health Behaviour Research Centre at University College London to explain more.
Well, I think my key message to any smoker out there is that there is no such thing as a safe cigarette. It doesn't really matter whether you smoke manufactured cigarettes or any herbal cigarettes. Yeah, the advice really is the best alternative to smoking is to just stop smoking rather than switching to different products.
Cancer Research UK funded scientists at the Institute of Cancer Research have developed a new drug that can reduce the growth of tumours in mice by up to 98%. The researchers found that the drug, with the catchy name of GDC-0941, could reduce the growth of ovarian tumours and glioblastoma, a form of brain tumour. The drug also showed some effectiveness against other types of cancer, according to tests on cells grown in the lab. The drug works by targeting a protein called PI3 kinase, which sends signals within cells telling them to multiply. It is thought to be overactive in some cancer cells, so they multiply out of control. Blocking the kinase stops the signals, so the cancer stops growing. It also affects the growth of blood vessels into the tumour, a process called angiogenesis, which is essential for cancers to grow and spread. At the moment, the drug is being tested in early small-scale clinical trials in the UK and the US. Here's lead scientist Professor Paul Workman from the Cancer Research UK Centre for Cancer Therapeutics to explain more about the research.
Well, all this work took place in the laboratory, and we're now really excited about the first clinical studies that are being carried out by Genentech in the UK and also in the US. Our hope is that we've created a really powerful anti-cancer drug that will block the growth and spread of human cancers while leaving the normal cells unharmed.
And finally, Cancer Research UK's Professor Karen Vousden, director of our Beatstone Institute in Glasgow, has been awarded a Royal Medal by the Royal Society of Edinburgh for her outstanding contribution to cancer research. Just 3 Royal Medals are awarded by the Queen each year. Professor Vousden has been director of Cancer Research UK's Beatstone Institute since 2002 and is known worldwide for her research on a molecule called P53, the so-called guardian of the genome, with the aim of developing new treatments for cancer. That's all the news for now. Back to you, Kat.
Thanks, Josephine. You can get the latest news from our award-winning Science Update blog at scienceblog.cancerresearchuk.org. And if you want to find out more about these stories or get the latest from the charity scientists and researchers around the world, then have a look at our news and resources website. That's info.cancerresearchuk.org. Early detection is the key to improving cancer survival. But do you know the signs of cancer? If you don't, you're not alone, as a recent Cancer Research UK survey found that 1 in 7 people couldn't name a single cancer symptom, and even lower levels of awareness were found in ethnic minority communities. I spoke to Health Information Officer Jess Harris to find out more about the importance of symptom awareness and what we should be looking out for.
Well, we know that if cancer is detected early, it can make a real difference in terms of how likely people are to survive the disease, actually. Scientists estimate that about 5,000 lives a year could be saved if cancer is detected earlier in the UK.
What sort of things should people be looking out for? What are the classic signs of cancer? Is it just a lump?
Well, there are many more signs than just a lump. In fact, there's a whole range. And the really important thing is to know your body, to know what's normal for you. And then if anything's out of the ordinary for you, then it's really important to go and see a doctor as soon as you can. The doctor wants to see anything that's not normal for you, even though it's very unlikely to be a sign of cancer. The fact is that it could be. And if it is, the sooner you pick it up, the better.
And what sort of things would that include? If we're not just talking about lumps, what sort of changes should people be aware of?
Well, you can find out a good list of all of the symptoms, that the main symptoms to look out for on our website, spotcancerearly.com. But other things that you can look out for include things like change in your bowel habits, if you're having problems going to the toilet, blood in the urine, if you've got a lump in your mouth or an ulcer in your mouth, a cough that's persistent, any change really that's unusual for you and lasts for a long time.
If you're concerned about any unusual changes that have persisted for several weeks, then do get along to your doctor. As Jess says, it's more likely that it isn't a sign of cancer, but if it is, the sooner it's detected, the better. You can find out more at www.spotcancerearly.com. When we talk about treating cancer, we're really looking at three main areas. That's surgery, chemotherapy, and radiotherapy. These are often used in combination, but what combination is the best to use, and what dose is best? Cancer Research UK funds a range of trials that are trying to answer these questions, and one that's currently underway is the CONVERT trial for small cell lung cancer. To find out more, our reporter Anna Lacey went along to the Christie Hospital in Manchester to meet consultant clinical oncologist Corinne Fevre-Finn.
So small cell lung cancer is a type of lung cancer that tends to be quite an aggressive type of lung cancer because it can spread to other organs, the brain, the liver, the bones, for example.
And what kind of symptoms do people have?
Patients tend to present with a cough, shortness of breath, sometimes a poor appetite, weight loss. Unfortunately, patients will have symptoms once the disease is relatively advanced. Some patients are very lucky to go to their GPs with a bit of a cough, and the GP may refer them for a chest x-ray, and the disease can be picked up early with what we call limited stage disease, but that is relatively unusual.
The reason small cell lung cancer needs to be caught early is because the small cells are very good at getting out into the bloodstream to form new tumours elsewhere. What this all means in terms of treatment is that people with small cell lung cancer do not usually have surgery because there's a chance that the cells have already spread. Instead, they have a combination of chemotherapy and radiotherapy, as Corinne explains.
What is currently recognised as the international standard of care is to give, for patients who are well enough to receive this treatment, a combination of the two treatments together, and the radiotherapy can be delivered twice daily. The downside is that when we deliver twice daily radiotherapy, we know that we can increase the side effects of a treatment. For example, the gullet can become very inflamed during treatment in quite a large proportion of patients.
So you started a trial called the CONVERT trial. Can you just tell me about, well, what does CONVERT stand for and what's it all about?
So CONVERT is an acronym that stands for concurrent once daily versus twice daily radiotherapy. And we are going to be comparing the international standard of care, so chemotherapy plus twice daily radiotherapy, to chemotherapy given with radiotherapy, but this time once a day, with a higher dose of radiation.
And why do you want to do that? What do you think the difference might be?
So the hypothesis of a trial is that if we give a higher dose of once daily treatment, we could increase survival and perhaps also decrease side effects. But that's really a question, and we do not have the answer to that at the moment. The other thing is that the trials that were done in small cell lung cancer, looking at the combination of chemo and radiotherapy together, were done at least 10 years ago, and the radiotherapy techniques have evolved a lot. We also need to get some data on whether the modern radiotherapy techniques that we're using now could also help decreasing side effects of a treatment.
As well as looking at the combination of chemotherapy with once or twice daily radiotherapy, Corinne and her team are trying to work out if small cell lung cancer treatment can be personalised so that the right person gets the right kind of therapy.
when we see a patient in clinic at the moment, we are unable to tell who's going to be responding to treatment and who's going to be developing severe side effects. So what we're doing with Convert is what we are collecting blood and tissue, and we're going to be doing some analysis, and these will be tests that perhaps we can use in the future that will help us to basically personalize the treatments. So hopefully the future will be that, you know, we will see a patient in clinic, we'll do a battery of tests, and we'll be able to say if we know a patient is going to develop severe toxicity, we may not treat with this combination of chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and it may be better to then give a chemotherapy first and then the radiotherapy.
The CONVERT trial is still in its early stages and has at least 4 years left to run, so we don't know any results yet. But what Corinne does know is that research into lung cancer as a whole is crucial in trying to help improve survival and reduce side effects.
Well, it is extremely important, and the main reason is that the survival of patients with lung cancer in the UK has hardly changed over the last two decades. Now, thankfully, Cancer Research UK has decided to make lung cancer research a high priority, and they're investing in this research. And the hope is that the survival of patients with lung cancer in the UK is going to dramatically increase as a result in the next decade.
Well, we've reached the end once more, so I do hope you've enjoyed this month's podcast. You can keep up to date with all the latest progress and research from our science blog, that's scienceblog.cancerresearchuk.org. Please do let us know what you think of the podcast by leaving feedback on the blog or by emailing your comments to podcast@cancer.org.uk. We'll be back next month with a special podcast for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So until then, goodbye.